This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, brace yourself for this, because this is the funniest thing that I've seen yet in the culture wars. A comedian, a black comedian named Hotep. It's Hotep Jesus. I don't know if he pronounces it Jesus or Jesus, but it's probably Jesus. Anyway, it's Hotep Jesus. He walks into a Starbucks, and this video is going viral online. He walks into a Starbucks, and he walks up to this kind of young white girl who's obviously some obedient leftist working there. And he says that he's cashing in on the voucher for free coffee for all black people because Starbucks is racist. He just walks up and he's like, you know, Starbucks is racist. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. I heard that. We're all so racist. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's funny. And he's like, well, give me a free coffee. I'm cashing in my voucher. And she's like, okay, really? It's a free voucher? Okay, yeah, I heard something about that. Okay, how much coffee do you want? She's so obedient. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Hotep is just playing it cool. He's just brilliant in this bit. And he's like, put some milk in it, you know? She's, okay, how much milk can I get you? Okay, how much milk do you want, sir? It's like, he could have asked her anything. He could have said, take your clothes off, you know? How many clothes do you want me to take off? Because we're all racist. It's like he had total control, like Jedi mind control over this girl. He could have been anything. He was like, say white people are evil. White people are evil. Yes, we're all evil. So evil white people. When I swear I'm not racist. How much milk do you want in your coffee? You know, it was the funniest thing, because here we are, you know, what, 150 years after slavery and all that, maybe more than that. And this black guy had this white girl being his slave. She's slaving away behind the counter, and she's on the payroll of Starbucks, no less, and she's his slave. She's like, here she is making milk in his coffee to give him free coffee, and he wasn't even threatening. He didn't put a gun to her head, you know? He didn't walk in and say, I'm going to kill you if you don't give me free coffee. No, he was like, you're racist. Give me some free coffee, you know? And she's, oh my God, yes, how free can I make it? It was the funniest thing. I'm just laughing my ass off on this and thinking how funny this is. That this role reversal, it's so damn funny that these young obedient leftists are just, they hate themselves. They hate the fact that their skin is white. They wish they could be black, you know, because then they could run around and demand things from people, you know. They hate being white. They hate themselves. And it's just a reminder of how pathetic the left-wing culture has become in America today. Just totally pathetic. And how funny this situation is that Starbucks, a progressive left-wing corporation, is being targeted by leftists. And that black people, black comedians, are able to just walk up and start demanding free coffee. Now, and I got to commend the comedian, because, you know, I had the same idea. I did a podcast a couple days ago where I said Starbucks should give free coffee to all black people forever, plus free coffee to all white people who claim they're black people, because there's some of those too. You know, there's that Rachel girl, whatever her name is, Dolezal or something. And she thinks she's black, and she was running. Wasn't she running like a black social justice group or something? She was the head of it, a community group. And she was white. She was a white girl pretending to be black. Now, technically, as I've stated before, we're all African in terms of origin. All, even white people, brown people, Chinese people, all, everybody on the planet today has ancestors who were from Africa. You know, that's according to the scientific anthropology. That's human history right there. We all came from Africans. So technically, I guess you could say we're all African Americans, and I've said that before. Just, I mean, this whole silly division thing about the color of your skin, it's just stupid to judge people by the color of their skin, right? It just, as I've said before, just treat everybody with basic human dignity, and, you know, drop the race wars garbage. But of course, there are racists out there. But I got to tell you, Starbucks is not one of them. The Starbucks Corporation, you can't get more left-leaning than Starbucks, frankly. I mean, they're out there giving money to all these progressive groups and LGBT groups and gay groups and gay marriage advocacy groups and African-American groups. Oh, they're going to be given even more now. Trust me, they're going to have a claim. Every cup of coffee from Starbucks, we now give $1 million to Jesse Jackson's group or whatever. You know, they're going to bend over backwards double time now. Because as I've said before, when you go down that rabbit hole of trying to be progressive enough to be okay with the left, you can never be progressive enough. You really can't. I mean, again, Starbucks was all pro-gay marriage and pro-LGBT and pro-black folks and everything, and they're being targeted by the left because you can never get enough what I call libtard karma. You just can't collect enough libtard karma to buy your way out of these things. Although they try. Oh, and it's going to cost them now. But the fact that this black comedian just walks in and he's just ordering this white chick around, this white barista girl, just ordering her around, like, mop the floor, bitch. You know, he could have said that, anything. She said, okay, I'll mop the floor. How hard do you want me to mop it? Just anything. It's just the funniest thing I've seen since listening to Richard Pryor, frankly. I'm a fan of Richard Pryor. I've said before, my two favorite comedians are Richard Pryor and George Carlin. And Richard Pryor, what I loved about Richard Pryor was just his ability to think freely. He didn't hold back. He just said it. And if you listen to Richard Pryor, I mean, even though he grew up in a time of a lot of racism and a lot of his stuff is harping on white people and so on, you know, he was hating the people who were racist of that day. And that's understandable. But I listen to Richard Pryor and I just think this guy, he unleashes your ability to think and express yourself, you know, just a sense of freedom. Frankly, when I listen to Richard Pryor, I hear freedom. That's what I hear. And same thing with George Carlin, you know, the freedom to speak, the freedom to use words that other people might find offensive, you know. And then this comedian, what's his name again? I already forgot his name, sorry. this black comedian at Starbucks, you know, just following in the footsteps of people like Richard Pryor and like George Carlin and just going at it, just walking in there like, give me some free coffee, girl, you know. And she should have bowed down. He should have had her like bark like a dog and wear a collar on a leash, you know. It's like, bark like a dog, girl. Give me some free coffee with some milk in it. Mop the floor. Take your clothes off and bark like a dog. And she would have been, okay, please don't hurt me. Because you know Starbucks can never call the cops ever again. This is the really funny part. If black folks can walk into a Starbucks now and just start throwing chairs around, you know, because Starbucks can never call the cops ever. I'm not saying they would throw chairs around. I'm just saying theoretically they could. They should test the boundaries of this, frankly. We should see more black comedians just walking into Starbucks with, I don't know, cans of spray paint. Just start spraying graffiti on the windows and see if they call the cops. The minute they start to call the cops, if you're black, you just turn to them. You're not racist, are you? No, we're not racist. Okay. Give us some free coffee while I'm spraying graffiti on your windows, bitch. Okay, how much free coffee do you want while you're spraying graffiti on the windows? You see this? I would love to see that on video. That would be the funniest thing ever. That would be epic. Epic viral YouTube video. Just going in there, like, set the place on fire. And tell if they call the fire department, the racist. You know what I mean? That's why I'm getting such a laugh out of this, because it's the funniest thing. There's nothing they can't do now. Well, except maybe carry a gun. I guess if they're carrying a gun, that would really freak out the leftists, even if it's a concealed carry, like a law-abiding black citizen with a gun. Oh my God! You know, the white barista girls would totally freak. Guns are bad. You know, totally freak out. But you could do almost anything else. You could walk in there naked and just, I'm naked, give me some free coffee. You know, they'd have to do it. Can't call the cops on you because you're black. You know, I think that these two black gentlemen who kept their cool and got arrested at the Starbucks, they just got like a get out of jail free card for all black people in every Starbucks coffee shop forever. Or at least until people forget about all this, which maybe might not be that far away. But you got a get out of jail free card as far as I'm concerned. I say just go into Starbucks and just let your imagination run wild. Just do whatever. Because we have to show the absurdity of this. That's what this black comedian was doing. He was demonstrating the absurdity of this whole situation. He wasn't interested in a free cup of coffee. He was interested in showing the pathetic weakness of these white Starbucks employees who will just now bend over and do anything you order them to. This is a good time to be black. You know, this is a great time to be black because all you got to do is get one of your brothers arrested in a place like Starbucks, and then you have free reign forever in Starbucks. You know, and even 5 years from now, they start giving you crap. You're like, hey, remember 2018? Yeah, remember the brothers walked out of here in handcuffs? Yeah, you're racist, aren't you? Get me a cup of coffee, bitch. Sweep the floor while I spray paint graffiti on your windows. This is what it has come to. And I just can't stop laughing. As you can tell, I'm having a little too much fun with this. I think it's funny. I think this is the kind of social justice that I want to see. I don't like, you know, the Black Lives Matter front group, which is just bogus, George Soros-funded violence, you know. That's dangerous for society and stupid. I think it's more effective for the black comedians to do this kind of thing. It's hilarious, and it shows. It demonstrates it better, and it's more intelligent. It's witty, you know. It's funny. And they make their point. You know, if I were black today, I'd be all over this. I'd be in Starbucks doing all kinds of crazy crap, trying to get arrested. I'm not recommending you go in there and set the place on fire. I mean, if I said that, it was in jest, obviously. I'm not saying commit arson. But you could set the place on fire and they wouldn't call the cops because you're black. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If I were black, I'd be in the Starbucks just raising hell right now just to see what the limits are. Because I think at this point, there are practically no limits because Starbucks. Or how about this instead? What if we just lived in a rational, sane society where we just treated all people with dignity? We didn't judge people by the color of their skin. But it's just too funny to watch this unfold. I'm having the best time, as you can tell. In any case, hey, my black friends out there, my fellow brothers and sisters who are all part of humanity, who are all part of this resistance against insanity and corporate monopolies and intolerance and stupidity, I just want to say to all of you, keep doing this stuff because you're getting your point across. You're highly entertaining. I mean, you're waking people up. And you're showing the absurdity of the system. So keep doing it. I love it. More power to you. And I'm doing my part as so-called white guy over here. Although, again, I think the designations are silly. I'm doing my part. I'm challenging the corporate monstrosities, you know, the pharmaceutical systems, the vaccines. And by the way, check out my online video, which just got restored after a month of being banned by YouTube because they're a bunch of intolerant bigots. Just like Starbucks employees. But the video is called, check this out, it's called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. And I think that's one of the reasons they banned me, by the way, because of that video. It's an hour-long science lecture, believe it or not. I'm actually a scientist. I know today I'm not acting like one, but I am a scientist. I run a science lab, and I have an hour-long lecture of how black folks are being targeted for depopulation, infertility, and extermination through multiple vectors of food, science, medicine, abortions, and more. You got to check it out. I'm serious. Check it out. Just search for science agenda to exterminate blacks. And if you can't find my video, I think other people have copied the video and posted it themselves anyway. So just find some copy of it and watch it. And you will be blown. You'll be blown away. For real. You will be blown away. So check it out. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.